both the positive and negative vibes you get when you're with new people. Practically speaking, getting to know someone through observation, conversation, and intuition requires face time. So that's your goal in a take-a-break date. If you get together with someone for a spectator event, such as a movie, concert, or play, make sure you plan additional time before or after to sit face-to-face over a meal, coffee, or dessert for conversation. The endless possibilities for take-a-break dates. In order to get acquainted with someone, you really don't need more than a place-to-meet room and a couple of folding chairs. And you can probably get by without the chairs. But a pleasant location and a stimulating activity can sure add a lot of enjoyment to the process. So I recommend that you be thoughtful and creative about planning take-a-break dates that are fun and interesting. You may already have a ton of ideas for where to go and what to do, but here are several more you may want to try out or adapt to your own style. Coffee, tea, or pasta carbonara. Meeting over a slice of pizza or a slice of pie, eggs Benedict or egg McMuffins, steaks or burgers, or just a hot cup of Java or chai tea makes for a great take-a-break date. It can be simple, sumptuous, or anything in between. Breakfast, brunch, lunch, snack, dinner, dessert, whatever you like. When, where, and what you eat is only the backdrop. It's all about sitting down face-to-face while the serving staff does the brewing, cooking, serving, and cleanup so you can focus on learning about each other. Off your seat and move your feet. You may find that doing something active during a first meeting is more comfortable for you and your date than being confined to a table for an hour or more. The important thing is not letting the activity substitute pleasant conversation. So have fun getting acquainted while biking, hiking, jogging, rock climbing, kite flying, bowling, or playing golf or tennis. Too strenuous for you? Take it down a notch with activities such as mini golf, ping pong, or a stroll through the park, the zoo, the aquarium, or an art gallery. Take it all in. Spectator events are terrific opportunities for take-a-break dates. Who wouldn't welcome an invitation to a movie, a concert, or a sporting event that everyone's raving about? Just make sure it's an event your date will enjoy. I mean, it's okay if you like Trekkie conventions or rare insect museums or cage fighting or sitar concerts. But not everyone gets the same buzz you do from these events. Play it safe by inviting your date to join you at more widely appreciated movies, concerts, live theater, operas, sporting events, lectures, poetry readings, and so on. A successful take-a-break date doesn't hinge on how much time or money you invest. It's all about getting to know another person and allowing him or her